Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have been taking place in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we are hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. Besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astonished us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had not found his body. And reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those of us went to the tomb and found things just as the woman had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening of the day and it's almost over.' And so he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, saying the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to him, to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and had appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread." Gospel of the Lord. So this whole experience of Easter. Just to remind us, every time when we come together, sit together, we experience the presence of Christ. Some theologian says that the experience in Emmaus is not the Eucharist. But no matter what, once you have Jesus, you experience the fire. You know, when they say, on the way, while this man was speaking to us, our hearts full of joy, full of warmth. What happened? Because that's a presence of Jesus. So today, we experience the presence of Jesus, of course, in the Mass, but also where we stay, where we work, where we walk. If we have the united heart, when we walk with mutual love together, that's the presence of Jesus. He promised, where two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. Not will be, in I am. So with now, even not without Eucharist yet, Jesus is present. If you have a heart, being together, just walk together with Jesus. His words give us a warmth, you know. On the way to Emmaus, Jesus relating to them passages from the prophets, the Old Testament, phrase by phrase, and they feel this kind of light is a presence. So you don't have to wait when you come to Mass, then you have Jesus. Of course, more true. But on the way you come already, I mean, you come out of your house, already Jesus is accompanying you. So your Mass started when you come out from the house. This is your Mass on the way. And come to the Eucharist, breaking bread. But according to theologians, that time isn't Eucharist yet. Well, different people, different opinion. But more important is not that Eucharist or not Eucharist. More important is that they have the unity of mind and heart. And that's what Jesus was praying for. Before he left, after the consecration of the Blessed Sacrament, he prayed, Father, that they all may be one, all, not only Christians, all. This is the mind of Jesus. We are one family, humanity, but because you belong to a Catholic countries or you belong to Buddhist countries, no, Jesus come for all. So don't consider, oh, he's Chinese, oh, he's Filipino. There's no difference between people before Jesus. All are his children.